We'll now take verbal roll call. President Delmore.
Here.
Vice President Simon. Secretary Abrahamian.
Here.
Alder Lattimore Burris. Alder Miaze. Board Member Strozier. Board Member Callisto.
Here.
Chair, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. And we'll start with the approval of the minutes from last month. Any discussion? Motion to approve? Second. Without objection, we will approve the minutes from last week. Jody, do we have any public comment?
We do not.
All right, thank you. And any disclosures or refusals from board members? Seeing none, we can move on to our new business. The first item is authorizing the mayor and the city clerk to enter into a memorandum of agreement with the Board of Regents of the University of Wisconsin to continue drinking water research.
Mr. President, can I ask you to move that towards the end of our agenda? Because President Harrington said.
Okay, we could. Please. I guess without objection, we will move that item to the end. So we move on to the next one, authorizing the sale of issuance of 2.932.862 in revenue bonds, and to have any presentation or
I will call that a presentation, but I mumbled. So this is the item that we have always been talking about, the PFAS treatment facility. So we were approved at $5.9 million, as of which is in the form of principal forgiveness, we want to give that back. The other 2.95 or 2.932 comes in the form of a 20-year low interest loan at 2.145%. The kicker, though, is any loan that will be approved from next month onwards will have 4.3% interest rate. So we just dodged that loan. So at half the rate, we were the last of the cases. I think they were nice to us. They said we will deem you to be on this side of the fence. That would have made a deal.
I've been always good about paying our loans back, so especially you. So
that's probably what it is. But this just consummates that deal. The council would approve the resolution that you see here. So we will, in the form of selling a bond to the state, so it's more of a formality because you've heard all of this before. I will be glad to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Any questions or discussion on this? Do we have a motion to approve? Okay, and a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. The next item, authorizing the acceptance of third-party donations for a water utility public outreach program up to $10,000 annually.
Great. Can I do the honors? So a little backdrop on this item. We all owe a finder's fee to Jody. So she figured out that the city council needs to approve a resolution, which is a battle which is in front of you. If the council needs to approve a resolution, we can seek third-party donations for a very specific purpose. So we want, our idea is to dedicate those dollars for public outreach efforts. So there could be a tie-up of any kind where a kind of cash donations can be sought from third-party interested parties. That's the goal. So this would line up for such a resolution to be approved by the council. If they have to approve, we could begin modestly. So that's something which we have never tried before. We always used our funds, but Judy makes a good point and offers concurs with that approach. There is a nice energy to be built around such partnerships. It's not just mere donations down the road, but we could have tie-ups with third parties to promote our conservation message and even infrastructure funding is a big kind of platform. So it's very early. We will line up and share with you our successes and kind of challenges that we face along the way. So this just gets us going.
Questions or discussion? Point here.
Yeah, so is there a particular target that you're thinking about to try and raise these monies from? I saw the UW fund is no longer funding, so.
Right, so there's no particular target, what I would call like-minded parties, you know, who would share, would like to contribute to kind of push our own message. You know, water conservation is a very important thing. Preservation of this wonderful resource is a great opportunity. So it is to be seen because you can't force anyone, you can't compel anyone. So in our outreach efforts, we will stumble on natural like-minded parties and see where it goes, you know. And then honestly, a year or two of this would tell us maybe there's hardly anyone out there or there is a great energy behind it, yet to be seen, because this is untested, untried. This just gives us the authorization to embark.
How long is the approval for?
I think as long as we submit an annual report of the collections we make to the council, I think it's open-ended. It isn't a time defined.
I'm fine with it. I would just like to see a report back, maybe 6 months out. You could see where you're getting money from or how successful it is. I'm not concerned about success. I'm just curious about where the money comes from.
Right. And, you know, like we have done in other reports, Marcus has a standing public information report.
That's fine.
We will have a standing item of money is collected this month.
That's fine.
Yeah, that would be a great place, and then it gets repeated.
I appreciate that.
Thanks. Marcus,
yeah, just one quick thing. I did want to just reiterate that we are not necessarily seeking funds. It's just, as Christian mentioned, that if we do get into a partnership that is beneficial to the utility in our community, we can accept those funds. So there may not be a report for a year. Maybe we don't really know, but definitely could be a part of the public information report. And then whenever we do get a new donor or donations from a third party, we will announce that as kind of an announcement. You know, up front to introduce kind of that partnership to the board. So before we even receive a dollar, you'll know that we're going to be working with this particular party.
Thank you. Other questions or comments? If not, is there a motion to approve this?
I'm going to
second. I'll second.
Okay.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
To reports. Water on monthly report.
No, there's somebody who can do it better than me.
You want to do it? So, the month of May, we averaged 24.4 million gallons per day. This is slightly up from last month of April when we did by about half a million a day less, so not a whole lot more. As such, our regional surplus shrunk 15.1 million gallons per day. That had been 15.6 this month, so a little bit different there. Not much change. It's a little more public. Precip for this month is about 5.5 inches, so a little bit up. Average is about 4, so about 1.5 inches over average. Year to date, as of May 31st, we were at 15.8, so slightly 2.5 inches above average. So a little bit above average. Next month will be a lot more. Yeah, we got a lot of rain in June. So, but as of May 31st, we were doing really well. Also, so in terms of year to date cumulative production, we're at 3.6 billion gallons. So slightly down from last year at this time. I think about 1.5% it came out to be. So not much, just a little bit down. And it seems to be the near west side is the section of town that is using less water this year. Not sure why, but they were the one region that was slightly down. Attachment B, including three wells year-to-date utilization, we're over 50%. Three wells are right up there. Two of them are just helping on an adjacent well, which is down. They're helping on well 14, which is still out of service. And so they're running a little bit more than normal. And then the third well is running higher because we're experiencing some vibration problems there. And we found if we run the well continuously and don't shut it off, it does much better. So until after summer when we can address it. In terms of utilization for the whole entire system, we are at 37.8%, slightly up from last month in April. I think it was about 1.5% up. So we're still operating well within our range. In terms of remaining drawdown, all the wells had sufficient water levels to meet current demands and be very sustainable. And are actually a little bit, the levels are slowly starting to increase as I think it's from the rain. So that's all I got for the production. Is there any questions?
Question. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Sure.
And we have
January. So you'll see at the back of the memo updated MATCAP data summary as of June 18th. So if you're interested in what application to see, but please rejected information is published there. With that, I will move on to the actual operating fund and construction. So here today, as of May 31st, we're looking at total revenues of $20.7 million. Total expenditure is about $17.9 million, leaving us with a net operating fund of $2.8 million. And so our carry forward fund balance with that, we are now ending at a fund balance of $13.7 year-to-date for me. With construction fund, our total revenue so far is 16.5. That does not include the safe drinking water loan or any bond proceeds that we may be taking out. That will be coming later on this year. And so we do have a total capital expenditure and encumbrance of 20 million, of which we are looking at 16.2 is encumbered. So that has not, those are funds not. So our ending fund balance for construction then is a little bit under $1 million. Is there any questions? So actually, can also go quickly to that one. To our cash reserve, we are looking at a total cash investment of $47.7 million as of May 1st. That gives us 2.57 months of expenditures that are covered by that. We did pay off our band, so we do not have that loaded anymore. But aside from the normal, like, boundary functions, we count, you know, $800,000 for a three-point reserve, and then funds.
Sorry, does the utility still have a triple A bond rating?
Well, we're associated with the city, so it's their rating.
Because we dropped back a few years ago, so making progress.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly what Janice said. Our understanding is we have a combined rating. We don't have a standalone rating for the water utility, so we are rolled into the city's rating. And that's why city finance is always pretty strict on us in terms of us not fumbling, because that would affect their rating. But I think the city still has AAA rating, and that has been the case for a long time.
Questions or comments?
One question for us, maybe on the top of your head. The amount of outstanding debt for 2024, I thought was kind of static. It looks like it's going down. Is that a static number or is it a number that moves?
It moves, yeah, because I adjusted it because of the band. So we went from 2 million down to 1.
Thank you.
since we are on that thread, I just noticed in 6 years, 100 million reduction from the 285. So that's a milestone. 6 years, 100 plus.
Thank you all for your work. We now have capital projects report.
Thank you. Pick up with more talk about expenditures and encumbrances there. Expense depreciation updates in the month of May, and then our two under Uniball projects. Just our total expenditures and encumbrances through May are right around $20 million between facilities, the pipelines categorized there. And then the actual expenditures of that month, most of which went to our pipeline projects currently, which the summer season, so a lot of our reconstructs are underway, but a nice almost $1 million there, again, towards, these are all expense depreciation qualified projects we've got. Also, no surprise, our facilities, most of the expenditures there went into our major project endeavors at Well 15, 19, and then the resiliency project at our Thumlin Road Reservoir that I presented on last month, the 6 million gallon reservoir there. So, otherwise, for I guess the next slide with the expense depreciation, $5 million target, we're below $1.5 million for the spend target for the year, and a couple projects on bid cycles coming up will have a pretty good idea of where we sit through the summer at that point. So I should be able to report on that next month. I don't foresee any issues in that target between now and the end of December, certainly. So right on pace and keeping up with our obligations and goals to the BSC and to our customers there. And then some major project updates. Currently both under construction and on similar timelines right now. Our contractor just completed kind of their first phase of utility installations at our Well 19 site. They've done some of the initial grading, excavations, like a bit of rock on the site that they're dealing with, but handling it well. And then ongoing, there's a lot of related product submittals, requests for information, as some other information becomes known. Maybe they have questions for us. We're working closely with our engineering consultants to get kind of those specialized technical issues addressed. And then we've got regular monthly meetings as well. They just updated their schedule. Current schedule, it's a year out, but they're hoping to be completed almost exactly 1 year from today. A lot can happen between then and now, but that's well within our projected schedule of projects. So that's all well and good. There will be more excavation work coming up. We just had a meeting on site today, actually, to talk about a little bit of that. And at some point, the contractor is going to ask to be paid, so we'll wait for them to kind of finish their scheduled values and review their first pay requests as they come in as more phases of the work get complete. Well 15. They're in the process mostly of demolition and removals of the old equipment, clearing out space kind of in the current air stripper room to make way for those large GAC and IX filter tanks. Same process of product submittals, approvals, requests for information going on right now. They're getting pretty close to, I guess, one milestone, which would be opening up the roof. Removal of the air stripper equipment, and then assessing what they need to do to fit the tanks, the new tanks in through the roof as well. Though the tanks won't be planned for delivery until later this winter. So they'll have temporary roof coverings and everything between then and now. So logistics for managing the air stripper equipment, moving it off site, in workable pieces and going from there. As they get more information on delivery times, they may be updating the schedule. Currently, no changes in the schedule. Again, a completion date right around a year from now is the current intention. So that's what I have, I guess, for this month's capital projects before having to take questions.
Questions or comments?
You guys haven't had any major problems come up because of the weather damages.
You're talking about the high winds, high precipitation, things like that. I mean, there's been flooding. I guess in some ways we've been maybe pumping less because there's a little less demand, for irrigation like that. Occasionally we'll have power outages that affect facilities, but backup generators. I can't, this most recent kind of week, I can't think of any particular major consequences, fortunately, for our utility. Storm water utility, different issues, flash flooding, things like that. But as far as drinking water, we've been pretty consistent with our service operations. Is that fair to say?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I totally speak for the field staff there, but too. That's been my perception.
Were we able to, or will we be able to either salvage or sell any of the air stripper that we removed from?
So the current intention, as we discussed before the project began, is to hold on to the air stripper, potentially store it off-site. We will continue to evaluate the viability of that as they attempt to remove it in one piece and manage that off-site storage and associated costs with that and everything else. I'll be able to follow up on more information on that. We're working with the contractor to assess that. But as of today, the intention is to remove that in reusable pieces and store it.
A quick question about air stripper. Can you elaborate on that?
So that is the, old water treatment equipment, Energy at Well 15, which is used to remove POCs or volatile organic compounds. With the emergence of the PFAS contamination at that facility, we're going to a different treatment, and that different treatment also removes the VOCs. So the air stripper is no longer needed at that facility, but it could have potential future use elsewhere in our system. So if there's interest in maintaining that equipment, keeping it, and possibly elsewhere. So that's where we're at right now. It's a series of cartridges sort of in the middle of the well 15 site right now. Fairly large, which again, trying to get it through the roof is the next challenge. And I guess to go down a slight tangent, when the contractor evaluated it, any potential value to that, I think their intention would have been to dissect it and remove it just because they wouldn't find a suitor to take that or anything else. It's got value to us, so we have to keep it. And now it's just a matter of logistics to actually get it out and keep it on hand. So the storage won't be the challenge. We've got the storage space, extraction. So that'll be the next kind of big step as they get to that root port.
Did we have on-site funding for that
extra?
We have.
I don't know. We have to go up. No, I don't.
That was my guess.
At the time, there was 5 or 6 million. But I think it was in operation for maybe 3 years before we shut the well.
One of the impetus can go after putting this PFAS treatment facility is we had invested a lot of money and time and effort on that well producing well to shut that well and walk away. So at least we are able to salvage it and get the facility up and running. It's real. It's just very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, fortunate that the project funding here minimal impact to ratepayers, yes, to maintain that site.
Thank you. Can I ask you to introduce Kelsey?
Sure.
She's the only stranger, quote unquote, here.
One of our most recent hires, Kelsey McGuire, is our engineering intern for this term. So she's began mid-May and has been going through a lot of, meeting a lot of people, but also, you know, one of the goals of the engineering intern program, in addition to getting great work out of them, is a kind of wide variety of exposure to all of our utility operations. So we've had her out on our pipelining projects, for example, observing construction. She's helped compile a lot of bid estimate data through recent years to kind of see that we're in a reasonable spot when we budget as an estimate for projects, just kind of what the trends are for the last couple of years, which has been great. Helped update recently our AWWA standards library through our AWWA membership, downloaded all the new standards and kind of sorted them out, seeing what could be updated a matter of weeks ago, actually. So, so she'll be with us for a while here. And we're excited to continue that program as we've had for many years now.
Is the duration about a year or is it less than a year?
So, this one will go through the summer. We typically target between 7 or 8 months, this particular one will go through the summer and then we'll reassess the program beginning next year as well. So.
Thank you. Welcome. And we now can move to the public information monthly report.
Yes.
Operations.
I'll highlight a few items here. Obviously, looking at this, we've done over 500 flushing runs in the month of May. Another thing I'll point out is we did 79 temporary water connections. Those are community garden applications, construction projects where customers asked to connect to a fire hydrant for a temporary water connection and install a backflow preventer, and sometimes in the year, depending on how much they're going to use, and how they set up that account. But so that's quite a few in 1 month. And then working our way down, the only other thing I was going to highlight was the SIP lining or cast in place pipelining has begun in June in the Commercial Avenue area on the far east side. That would be Redland Drive, Ziegler Road, Bewick Drive, and Pulley Drive. Our crews have been out working with the contractor to dig the pits and get that area set up for lining. So I didn't report any actual lining feet yet, but that'll hopefully be. Next month, I'll have something to share with you on that. But they have begun work on those streets, pipelining. And then the last thing I'll point out is the terrace repair. You can see we did 240 terrace repairs where we go back and compact the area and put in dirt, seed, matting, depending on the size of it, to restore the sites where we have to dig in the terrace.
Thanks. I mean, it was a good segue. Talking about flushing, and we actually do have Taylor here, so she'll talk about this. But I did want to mention, because we kind of talk about projects. Well, 15, well, 19, the CIPP project, and flushing. All of those web pages are updated weekly. So if you ever are wondering, oh, where are they flushing this week? You can subscribe to the email list and get that. Otherwise, you can go to our website. Same with well, 15, 19, and CIPP stuff. I try to update that or put updates on the website every week at the end of the week. So if you're ever just wondering and we don't have a board meeting for 3 weeks and you just want to know what's going on, go to our website, cityadvancing.com/water. I can find all that information. But without further ado, I'll bring up Taylor and kind of talk about night flushing, which is super cool. It's one of the most important things we do here.
Right. I just thought the picture was cool. Night flushing happens once a week, usually the weekend after, what is it, Memorial thing. And we do it because of traffic situations, so safety to our crews. And it's a busy downtown. We have businesses that are in operation during the day and stuff like that, too. So our night flushing helps us out, helps the public out. And again, I just thought I'd take a cool picture, so I thought I should have showed it. Yeah. Any questions on it?
How many people are there doing this?
We have four crews.
Four crews.
Yep, and we all work individually. Well, six, technically, we take two of our ride-alongs, and they take their own vehicles out. And we're in our own trucks, so again, flushing at nighttime, being by yourself, and some wild stuff out there.
Overnight.
So what?
Yeah.
So six crews in the nighttime, otherwise the daytime stuff is important.
Can you stand there? Can you pull? Kelly, come on.
Rocket also is a
pleasure. Can you pull her latest picture?
Yes.
Sure. If you can.
Yes, I can. I've got it up already. Okay, so this was, we did her night flushing post, which reached over 1,000 impressions on Twitter/X. The mayor shared it quite a few times. We had a lot of sharing going on, which was one of our biggest shared posts. So of course, Kelly here in the red decided today we need a little competition. So today's post is this photo of a night flushing with another reflection image of the Capitol, which is very nice. And I like that the wrench was in here. You get that little image there of the...
One of the things about these two wonderful ladies, they went to Toronto representing Wisconsin on the competition.
The hybrids area. Send the hybrid as fast as we can.
Right. So we are international water stars.
Yes, we just got back from Anaheim.
Yes, you're in your pilot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Jordan. And you know, they are the best internationally. You know, like some of the best. They might not mention everything, but I did just want to reiterate, because I always kind of go over it again. That's how I communicate. As you know, 100% of our water comes from underground aquifers. So, you know, when sediments can build up in our pipes over the winter for that entire time, where there's 200 main breaks, there's all this stuff going on. You know, just you know, runoff from the road, salt, all kinds of stuff that can get in there. That's why it really, really, truly is one of the most important things we do here at the utility, in addition to the small amount of chlorine that we put into our pipes and throughout our veins and things like that. So it really, really helps with future problems and keeping our water safe and clean to our missions, standard. So thank you, Rocky and Bowles.
Thank you for coming.
So we should share a few. I just wanted to highlight another two things off of our Facebook page. Mr. Krishna Kumar received Wisconsin's 38th Most Influential Asian American Leaders for 2024 award from Madison 365 magazine. So he was mentioned, as well as his daughter. So how exciting is that? So we shared that this last week. So congratulations to you. As well as we had Loop the Lake event that we went to recently, which was a lot of fun. So you can see the upper left photo. We had a lot of young children stopping by to learn. That Lego thing you see is a model of our well. So we talk about, how does the well work? What's a booster pump? How does it get out to a water tower? How does it get to our homes? And then the girls on the upper right are coloring pictures of water towers. So they were really interested in that. Even a dog, we have a bowl that we put out for pets. So even our pets can stay hydrated. Then we also had someone you might recognize stop by. President Delmore came out and checked out the water wagon. The truck image is nice because that is our employee, Brandon Guard. This was his first time pulling the water wagon. We've had a longtime employee, Curtis Price, who's been our real go-to guy for the water wagon. And he's going to be leaving us this month for radio dispatch, or he's going to another department, and we're really sad to lose him because he's really loved doing the water wagon for years. So this Brandon's going to take over for a little while. So it was really exciting to see him step into this role, and he's fantastic with children. So that's really nice. And the bottom right, you see Jackie Ward. She works over at Patterson, kind of your front desk gal, and she's been doing this for a long time as well. So these residents she's talking to had a lot of questions about their water. And so she was able to give them some information to take home. So the water wagon does a lot of different things, and you never know what people are going to ask. So feel free to come out and visit us. We'll be at tomorrow night. We're going to be at Meadowood Park for a Parks Live event. So you can always check out our Facebook page to see those things and what we're up to.
And thanks to Jody for, first of all, getting there early and getting things set up. And also she mentioned the logo set up, coloring and things like that, which are additions that get people actively involved, sort of hanging around and asking questions and so on. Thank you, Judy.
You're welcome.
All right, I think that concludes the report. And so since we completed the report, we'll ask for a motion to approve those. Okay, got a motion. Do we have a second to approve the reports?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And then we have an item that was first in the new business that...
you can take that up now.
Okay. And the item that we have is the one authorizing the mayor and city clerk to enter into a memorandum of understanding or agreement with the Board of Regents for the continuing water research. And you may recall that Professor Harrington, about 3 months ago, came to the board and did a history of this particular project. And I think he can do an introduction here as well.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something to be here tonight. And we run an efficient meeting, so then, you know, if you can make it and take additional questions, great. Otherwise, I'm happy to carry it forward here. But yes, obviously, we appreciated the earlier presentation this year. So, you know, the program partnership, if you will, has been going on since 2002. This is the first renewal period that I'm fully a part of now. I'm seeing forward this final year of the current period and excited to be kind of pushing for its renewal looking ahead. You know, there's been a lot of great research results, changes in our operations and initiatives that have come out through the current 13 completed master's thesis from the grad students. We're excited about the 14th underway currently. And between some of the savings that we've tried to annualize and assess, you know, which again, I think can be expected to increase as our system and operations expand. You know, we're excited for the next initiatives. It's been a great partnership. You know, talk about the intangible benefits of that partnership with UW, sharing resources, knowledge, discussion with Professor Harrington, introducing students to through some of his senior programs to our well facilities. It's been a great you know, local partnership with our university. There's a huge range of additional initiatives we're excited to tackle through this program, or, you know, one of the benefits of this program is its overall flexibility. You know, so if pressing needs come up, we can kind of redirect scope year over year, and there's a lot of great grad students to kind of collaborate with that Professor Harrington will help pick out and work with us. So, you know, looking ahead, this would take us through August of 2027, three additional years, three additional grad student programs, and we're excited to keep going. Happy to kind of take questions of the additional stuff.
Questions or comments here?
Is there, do we have any involvement in the work they do with the design of the semester long project, where they come up with the ideas themselves?
We collaboratively come up with the idea of the initiatives. We also help, I think we're meeting routinely to help kind of get updates on the direction, direct if needed. We just met most recently on Monday for the current program. Talk about progress and next steps, but it's largely based on some of our needs and then kind of fine tune the project statement, if you will, if it started.
Thanks. Your comments or questions? I've raised questions in the past and I really appreciate the fact that. There's a lot of transparency in the document, the presentation by Professor Harrington, Pete, and others. The compensation for the master's level student in my life it's pretty substantial, and I think it's difficult to really quantify the effect of the research. But I assume everybody's making good faith effort to capture what they see as the outcome. As far as present employees of facilities of the water utility, how many people are still with the water utility that went through this program? Is there anyone that...
Are you asking if we have hired postgraduates?
Yeah.
I'm not aware of any we directly hired an employee postgraduate, post-thesis. We have kept in touch with several, honestly, we continue to benefit from the work that they do, but I'm not aware of any... postgraduate employment, actually directly.
They get so good, they fly away. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. You usually get some pretty good jobs, too.
Right. Turn them behind, so.
Other questions or comments?
Yes. One question. What area they come from? Usually, what is a master's in engineering, science? Is it mechanical? Is it hydro?
Yeah, I mean, so it's generally within, the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering, so it's within those kind of focuses. So all of the above you named can be part of those. It's a matter of kind of, as part of that kind of search process, if you will, kind of lining up the interest with the selecting from there.
Do we have a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Okay. I second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And unless we have other items, in almost record time, we're ready to go down to lead the evaluation.
So the first item is all members actively participate in discussions. All members have opportunities to voice opinions, positions, and agenda. That was good. Members come prepared to engage in discussion by reviewing materials provided prior to the meeting. Members engage in active listening and avoid interrupting other speakers. Was fully met. Members offer honest opinions and respect the viewpoints expressed by other members. That was met.
members honor water utility board procedures and policies as outlined in the water utility board policy book. That was bad. Members represent the collective interest of current and future Madison residents. That was also mentioned. And members make decisions based on equity principles, considering the decision's impact on all residents. The decision-making process considers who benefits, who is burdened, who does not have a voice at the table, how can policymakers mitigate unintended consequences. That's that.
Thank you. And thank you, board members, for being here tonight and also to respond to Jody's request for your attendance and some important work that's done. Your time and involvement is appreciated. So with that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Okay. Second. And without objection, we adjourn.
Hi, Professor Harrington. You are very late.
I more than me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, it's good to see you.
See you.